All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTillo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. We'll be the Saints Coaches Show with Mike Hawes, Saints Head Coach Dennis Allen, and Tight Ends Coach Clancy Barone. Let's go back to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, and we'll go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're doing
all right,
good.
All right, Big John.
Listen, you're talking right now to an angry Houdet, and I'm angry about a lot of things, but, I'm not as angry about the refusal of Dennis Allen to kick a field goal when we didn't have Taysom Hill. And I'm not as angry about the defense having a bonehead moment, not once but twice, with Saquon Barkley and Dallas Goedert being able to run free. And I'm not angry about Derek Carr's bad throw at the end that much. And I'm not even that angry about Trevor Penning being an absolute meathead and nearly costing us a score. But I am really angry that there was much too much, far too much, Kelly Green in the stands yesterday at the Caesars Superdome. I think there must have been about 10,000 Eagles fans in the dome yesterday.
More than
and
that.
I have to believe that
it sounded okay. Like more.
Yeah,
it sounded like it. I have to believe that there are more than enough Houdats who would have paid the full freight on those tickets. And look, I'm all about capitalism, all right? You got a ticket, you have the right to sell it. But it seems like a good number of ticket holders since the Super Bowl year and in the 15 years since then are nothing more than a bunch of shallow, superficial football dilettantes, okay? Either that or they're a bunch of travel package people that are just, you know, selling off the tickets. And we talk about the dome field advantage. We get off to a 2-0 start. Everybody's on the ball, on the wagon, and then we got more than 10,000 people selling off their tickets. Folks, Houdat Nation, Bobby, you're the president of Houdat Nation. You're the founder of the Houdat Nation, all right? These people need to be called out, and they need to start, you know, hey, are you in the community? You want to sell to the community? You want to sell to Houdat Nation? That's fine. But you want to, you know, sell off tickets just because you want to make, you know, money on something else on the outside. Well, then go find something else to do that on. I mean, this team and this dome for far too long has been our house, and we're giving it away, and I can't stand that.
Well, Big John, do you think this occurred whenever you're planning your schedule? Now, I'm saying this is August. So, and that wasn't that long ago, or it could be whenever you get your season tickets, late spring and all that. And that you look at, you're not necessarily optimistic about what the Saints are going to do this season. You might pick and choose. In other words, you have season tickets. And, I want to go to the Denver game when Sean Payton comes to town. And not necessarily be in that number for every home game. So I think what probably occurred was before the season started, you probably had these Eagles fans. We playing in New Orleans?
It's road trip.
I want to take that trip, and then they maybe jumped on it that way. But I might be wrong, but I don't think it was just last minute that these Eagles fans got on the bandwagon to come to New Orleans. I think this was planned, and so they had those tickets. And I don't think maybe they'd have had that many in-house if it was like you only could do it like game week, considering the Saints had an unbelievable great start and going 2-0. Does that make sense?
No, I think you're exactly right. This is long setup.
So that's what I think happened, Big John. In other words, if the Saints had just come off a playoff season, let's say like Tampa Bay, we won the NFC South, whether it be 2 or 3 years in a row, and you're having high expectations coming into this season. But realistically, the odds were that Dennis Allen was going to be the first coach that was going to get fired. So there wasn't necessarily an unbelievable amount of optimism going into the season, considering we don't know about the O-line and all that. No one thought we'd come out the gate smoking like we did, crushing Carolina and crushing the Cowgirls. And so I think all of a sudden the tickets are already sold, and then the Eagles' hands. Yeah, I think that's what happened. I don't think it was like, okay, last minute, let's go to New Orleans from Philly because our team is doing awesome. No, Philly travels. Philly, their fan base travels like Green Bay fans, the Cheeseheads, like Steelers fans, like Cowgirl fans. And the team that traveled last year,
Detroit,
the Lions.
Man.
Because, Big John, that happened last year when you think about it, and obviously the Lions took it to the Saints. And that's when we were even booing the home team. But when you look at that was actually the last time that I truly saw a significant influence when you had an opponent in-house. And I think Lions fans are so desperate. They just want to support their team because they're so hungry for a winner. But I just don't think it was last minute that Saints fans gave up those tickets to Eagles fans. I think this was probably planned over the summer.
I will concede that point, but only to a certain point, okay? The amount of people there, okay, yes, fans travel, and we know that Steelers fans and Chiefs fans, Eagles and Packers fans, they're gonna travel. And I don't begrudge the fact that you have a small contingent of visiting fans there, but the amount of fans there, that's what really has –
It was scattered all over the top where we were sitting.
There was green upper level, midsection, lower level. It wasn't just like you go look at a college team like the UCLA fans that came to Tiger Stadium.
But they were all in one spot.
In one corner right here. No, it was 360 all around the stadium. I don't know how you stop that, Big John. You could challenge a fan and say you can't be that desperate for money. But if you're a capitalist, and it might come to where if I can make a few bucks now and then. So it's really hard to judge and how you're going to, challenge fans. The one thing, all I know is if the Saints are winning and they're continuously winning, that people don't want to give up their tickets. They want to be in that number.
Okay.
And if the family members don't do it, it might be a cousin or like a friend, and they want to go to the games.
Okay, when you were playing for the Saints, when they went to Fulton County Stadium, it sounded sometimes like it was a home game for the Saints.
I never forget this. 1987, after we broke the strike, we played in Fulton County Stadium before the Georgia Dome. Not Mercedes-Benz Stadium, in the Fulton County Stadium where the Braves played. It was only 55,000 people. There was 35,000 Saints fans. And we whipped them 38-0. Now, hopefully that'd be the case going back to Atlanta. Whipped them 38-0. They were second line up and down the aisles going all over. So I'm telling you, it was a sellout. And I'm telling you, 35,000 out of 55,000 were Saints fans. So that's not nothing new under the sun.
No,
this is 1987.
And think about it. This is the first year that the Falcons, under Arthur Blank, that they have sold out that stadium. But watch how many Saints fans travel to the ATL.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But we're going to be there. There's a lot of people that have been displaced or job opportunities moved to Atlanta, but they have a lot of New Orleans roots. And they're going to be in that number and representing. So, The only thing is, you got to do. You got to win the game to shut up the crowd, the visiting crowd. That's the best formula right there.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-through and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.